Begin the current Dav, Mesechtes Brachas Dav Mem Vav. Begin in Amid Aleph, begin with Tesis Divrei Maaseh. Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara. Lo'isav lamar, doesn't the master hold of Lahod Am Rav Huna de Bin Bavel v'chulu, what Rav Huna from Bavel said, etc. Which Tesis comes to explain what was the logic between these two disputants, so to speak, of Reb Zeira and Reb Abba. That is, the Gemara brought that Reb Abba prepared a Suda for Reb Zeira, and he honored Reb Zeira that he should make the Bracha Vameitzi. So Reb Zeira said to him, but don't you hold up what Rabbi Yochanan said? That the Balabai is the host. He makes the bracha of a meitzi. Okay, fine, so he made a meitzi. At the end of the meal, so again, Rabbi Vo wanted to honor who the whole meal was because Rabbi Zeir was healed, that he should lead the benching, he should be mezamen. That Rabbi Zeir said to him, which our Taisus quotes from those words of the Gemara, what do you mean? Doesn't the master hold what Rabbi Hun from Bavel said, that he said that whoever is the one who made the bracha of a meitzi, he's the one that should go ahead and bench Berchas HaMazon, and you made the HaMeitzi, so you should make the Berchas HaMazon. And that the Gemara tells us, however, that Rabbi Abba, he held like a teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, a name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that, no, the Balabais, yes, the host, he makes the bracha of a meitzi, but the oirech, the guest, he makes the bracha of Berchas HaMazon. Now the Mefarshim explained that Tesis was bothered by a question. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Abba in the beginning of the meal, the first half of Rabbi Yechanan's statement, which was that the Balabais, that the host makes the bracha of a meitzi. Now at the end of the meal, we find that Rabbi Zeira doesn't hold like the end of Rabbi Yechanan's statement. Because Rabbi Yechanan, although he says, yes, that the Balabai is the Beitzeya, he says that the guest is supposed to make the Berchas HaMazon. Why is he telling him that the host should make the Bracha of Berchas HaMazon? Additionally, Tesis was bothered also with Rabbi Vo. Because since Rabbi Vo knew this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that the host makes the Bracha of Amaitzi, and the guest makes the Berchas HaMazon, because that's what the conclusion of his statement was. That the Gemara explains that the reason why he was saying that, no, the guest should make the Berchas HaMazon, is because he knows the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan. So then why did Rabbi Zeira have to tell him in the beginning that he should go ahead and make the bracha of the Berchas, of HaMaitzi, when he knew the first half of the statement of Rabbi Yechanan, that no, that it's the Balabais, as might say. Why is he telling Rabbi Zeira that he should go ahead and make the HaMaitzi? He's the Balabais. So the question essentially is on both of them, from the halves of the statement of Rabbi Yechanan. On that miu, however, Tesis comes and says, Yesh li yashar hani trei lishnid Rabbi Yechanan. You can actually resolve these two teachings of Rabbi Yechanan, meaning both Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Vo, that they held that to qualify the halacha, the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that the host makes the bracha v'meitzi and the guest makes the bracha brachas amazin, which we said these two halves contradict and are difficult both for Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Vo, is as follows. Keshabala bayis meisivimon. That's if we have the host that's reclining with them. And additionally, as Mefarshim talk out, there's no one greater at the meal. So then the halacha is going to be that vadaihu beitzeya. Then, yeah, for sure, that's the two halves of Rabbi Yechanan's teaching. Then the host is going to make it the bracha v'meitzi, and va'ayrech mevarech v'chul, and then the guest is going to be the one who's going to do the birchas HaMazon. So that they both knew. So then what are they disagreeing about? What's he telling him in the beginning of the Suda, and what's he telling me at the end of the Suda? Aval, however, that's what Tesis explains. Kesha'in balabais meisivimoin, but if the host was not reclining with them, then the halacha is, ha'godol shebehen yasa meitzi. Then the greatest of them, he makes the bracha v'meitzi. And then that greatest one, he also is the one who benches, who leads the Berchas HaMazon. That was the discussion between Rabbi Vo and Rabbi Zeira. And that is, because of the humility of Rabbi Vo, he held that Rabbi Zeira is the greater one of the two. And therefore he told him to go ahead and make HaMaitzi. But Rabbi Zeira told him, no, to the contrary, you're greater. And since you're also the Balabais, so therefore you have to make HaMaitzi, like Rabbi Yechanan said, that the host is the one that makes the Berchas HaMaitzi when there's no one greater. Or similarly, it means to say if they're all of equal stature. Now, at the end of benching, at the end of the meal, Rabbi Zeira said to Rav Vo that he should also make Berchas HaMazon, which was like this teaching of Rav Huna, that the Beitzeya is Mavarech, that the one who made the HaMaitzi, he's the one that makes the Berchas HaMazon. Again, because that's the halacha about the greatest one, he goes and does both, and therefore Taisa explains that it's not a contradiction. They knew the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, but that was only regarding if the homeowner hit the host, he's making the Berchas HaMazon, and there's no one greater. But if there's someone greater, then he's going to be the one that's going to lead the services, both of HaMaitzi and the Berchas HaMazon. And therefore, that was their discussion about who's greater, and therefore he told them, look, since you're greater, you make it. He says, no, you're greater, and you're also the host. And therefore, since he made the bracha of HaMaitzi, therefore he subsequently told them, yeah, the other half of the statement, which is that then he should go ahead and make the bracha of Berchas HaMazon. That's what he told them, though, that the oireich, the guest, is going to make the Berchas HaMazon. Now, we continue in the next Tesis, and Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara, Ad heichen Berchas HaZimen b'chulu. until where is the bracha of Zimun? Rav Tosfos comes to explain what is this machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. That is, the Gemara brought a machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, until where is the bracha of Zimun? Rav Nachman said it's up until Nevarich, which means it's just that added on text of what we call when we bench with Zimun. Rav Sheshes says no, it actually goes until the bracha of Hazan. So Tosfos brings that Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains, and some take out the word mamtin, that he waits, but it means to say that according to Rav Sheshes, the bracha of Zimun is ad Hazan, is up until the bracha, the first bracha, what we call the first bracha of benching, Hazan Mechlal, and that bracha is included. In other words, the first bracha that we know of Birchas Hamazon, according to Rashi, according to the interpretation of Rav Sheshes, you only say it when you're doing a Zimun, because it's actually part of the bracha of the Mezamin, and it's actually not part of the regular Birchas Hamazon. Because Shnaim, if there's only two people, that comes out the way Rashi is explaining of Sheshes, Einam, Mevarch, and Hazan, they actually don't make the bracha of Hazan Sakal. You actually start from Noidlacha. Now, that says many different difficulties with Rashi's interpretation. It says, well, near, this does not seem to be correct. First of all, the Birchas Hazan Dai Raisa, the first bracha of benching is biblical. Ve'enyachad pata b'mena, mina, and the individual cannot exempt himself from that. How could you interpret to say for Rav Sheshes that a yachad only starts from Neidlecha? We know, as the Gemara later on tells us, that it's part of the biblical Birchas Hamazon. Void, question number two, Hakaimel and Rav Sheshes b'Yisuri, we rule like Rav Sheshes when it comes to prohibitory law. Now the difficulty is, today, according to him, the way Rashi is explaining, yachad ayim reshnayim, that means say an individual would only start from Neidlecha, two brachas. Now, b'chol duch the nakat shalosh brachas, but everywhere throughout, whenever we're talking about Birchas Hamazon, we mention three brachas, and v'deichi klaimer, it's a contrived, it's difficult to say, deloy ma'iri, that whenever we say Birchas Hamazon, there's three brachas, is ele b'yesh zimun l'Rav Sheshes, that according to Rav Sheshes, it means only when there's a zimun, then you're going to be saying the three brachas, including the bracha of Hazan. That's a deichik, that's contrived to say, and therefore it's difficult if we rule like Rav Sheshes, how could it be we call it three brachas, when actually Birchas Hamazon is only two brachas? Void, more of a question number three is the Maisa Machal Yom, says Taisis, it's every single day incidents. The Yachid Mavarch Shalosh Brachas, the individual makes three brachas, but according to Rashi, that would be the Leike Elchasa, because we rule like Rav Sheshes, who according to him says we only have two brachas. Void, more of a question number four is the Meditanya Lekaman Beperik, and we learn later on the Perik of Memches Mabez, we find explicitly a drasha says, Ubirachta, what says, Machalta Vesavat, Yishin Yisayshi, Ubirachta, and you make the bracha, says the Gemara, Zubirchas Hazimun. That refers to the bracha of Zimun. It's Hashem Lekecha, Hashem your God, Zubirchas Hazan. That's the bracha of Hazan Zakal. Now says Taisis, Rakasha, now it's difficult because Lirav Sheshes, that Birchas Hazimun is the bracha of Hazan. Yaimer, you're going to say Hazan, Zubirchas Hazimun. How could you say we're learning at a different thing from Es Hashem Lekecha, the bracha of Hazan? If you're learning of Virachtas Birchas Hazimun, that is already Hazan. How are you learning at two different things? So the Taisis from all these questions says Lachenyash Lafarish, no, not like Rashi. Rather, the Koi, this Machlikis Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes is going at the Le'el. It's going always mentioned the previous Daf Memheim Abbas. The Kamar, there the Gemara says Echad Mafsik Lishnaim, if three people are sitting together, two people want to go and bench already, and they have a Chiv of Zimun, one person wants to continue eating, he has to stop for them. And that Ubayinami, so therefore that's the question also, Adhechan, when we're saying until where's the Bircha of Zimun, it means Adhechan Sarach Lahamtin. How long does this one person who's in the middle of eating have to wait for these two people that want to bench and do Zimun that he can't go back and eat yet? That's Machlikas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Nachman, the individual has to wait at Shivarch or Shnaim until the two people make with their benching Ad Nevarch until they finish Uf Tuvaychiyinu. Rav Sheshes, that's what he's saying at Shigmur Hazan until the end of Hazan Sakol. Then when they finally finish Hazan Sakol, then the individual could continue eating. Now, the reason why, according to Rav Sheshes, why does he hold that this third person has to wait until they finish Hazan Nesakayim? It's not part of the bracha of Zimun, the way we're explaining, not like Rashi, is because of Belay Mishum Nechash HaBirchas Hazan Mezimun. He says explicitly, not like Rashi, not because the bracha of Hazan Nesakayim is part of Zimun. Like Tay says, like he disagrees with Rashi, Devadu Yochad Namishayim Hazan. Of course, the individual also has to start from Hazan Nesayim Kuloy B'Tuvay. El Mishum, rather, the reason is of Rav Sheshes is the Kim in the Nevarach in the bracha. Since the bracha of Zimun, when you say Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Mbensha and Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarech, that whole text, that's not really a bracha. So you're not going to say it just by itself. So to make it significant, the Zimun, you have to conclude it with the bracha of Hazan Sakol Shehi Bracha, that is a blessing. And therefore, until after that, it's considered as part of the bracha of Zimun, and therefore he has to wait until he hears Hazan Sakol, and then he could go and continue eating his meal, this third person. So it says, now it makes sense. The Kaimel and Shabbat, Rav Sheshes, is that now our common custom is like Rav Sheshes, who, yes, he holds an individual is obligated to make the bracha of his Zanzakel. It's just that he, according to what Tais explained, he has to wait for the Zeman until after the Zanzakel, simply because the Zeman itself is not a significant bracha, or not a Zanzakel. And the Kapir says, maybe Yerushalmi says Tais, like the interpretation we just gave, is brought like this in the Yerushalmi. Here in the next Tais to Bimaskel, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Lamanda, Mishnaim, Bishleisha. According to the one who says that it's two or three, Kesavar ad Hazan. He holds like Rav Sheshes that it's till Hazan. Now, Tais explains the Brises according to their interpretation, not like Rashi. And that is in the Gemara we brought that in one Brise it says that Birchas HaMazon sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. And another Brise says by Birchas HaMazon sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four. So the Gemara wanted to say that, oh, the Machlekes of the Brises is the same Machlekes of Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So Taisa brings the Pirish Rashi, so Rashi explains that according to Rav Nachman, that he holds that the Zimun is up until Nevarich, and that is the Bracha of Azan, is a Bracha that even an individual makes. Whereas according to Rav Sheshes, the Bracha of Zimun includes the Bracha of Azan. So according to him, the Berchas HaMazon is, and this is what the Gemara wants to say, is the Brises, is Shnayim L'Yachin, is two Brachas when you're an individual. B'Shleisha L'Zimun, and you can make three Brachas when you're doing Zimun, when you have three people. So, therefore, that's exactly what the Brice is saying. Whereas the one that says 3-4, that's like Rav Nachman, who holds that the individual makes the bracha bazan. And if there's a zeman, there's three people, then you can make four brachas, which is a brachas a zeman. So, therefore, you see, that's the machlikas tanoim, is the machlikas amiram. But says Taisis, Lafishi Tasi Pirishkin. Rashi is only explaining this part of the Gemara, according to his opinion, that he explained in the machlikas Rav Nachman of Sheshes, was if the bracha of hazan is an individual's bracha, or only when you do zeman. But says Taisa, but Deicha Gadluhu, but that's a very difficult interpretation. Kedepreshes, like we explained in the previous Taisa Divrei Maskil, which is V'chi Yachad Patam Ebrichas Hazan. Is that really going to be the case? The way Rashi explained for Rav Sheshes, that an individual is exempt from the first bracha benching Shita Reisa, which is biblical. Now Taisa, however, once he brings in this idea that, because this is a continuation of the previous topic, that Rashi's interpretation of what's the Machlekes Tanoim of this Machlekes Amaram, so Taisa says he continues to ask him Rashi's interpretation. He says, "Voi moro, but if you're going to say the way Rashi says." That the intent of the Gemara is to explain the Braisa that says that sometimes Birchas HaMazon is sometimes two or three brachas like Rav Sheshes, and sometimes three or four like Rav Nachman, which is that according to Rav Sheshes, because the individual only makes two brachas and it's going to be three when the Zimun, so it's Taisa V'aid, but then Hayil V'koya Brachasa, the way Rashi interpreting Lichitas according to his opinion, that this numbers that the Braisa Toma, two and three or three and four, is going on the amount of brachas you make in Birchas HaMazon, Amay Nokel Lashon Zachar, then why does it say in the masculine Shnayim Bishle? That's how you say it when you're talking the masculine. Have a little mink at Lashon Nekeva should have said in the feminine, Shtayim Vishalosh, because a bracha is a Lashon Nekeva. And if it would be the amount of brachas, it should have said it in the feminine, not in the masculine. Kachnira Pir Shel Rav Alpha. So Taisus Lashitas, who disagrees on Rashi's interpretation of the Machlekes, he says here too a different interpretation, like that of the Rif. That actually the Koi, the prices that are talking about that something benching is two or three or three and four, is not going on the brachas. Rather, it's going abnei adam. It's going the amount of people that ate together and they're benching together. When they bench, they want to separate the brachas of benching, that each one should say the bracha that he knows to fulfill everyone else's obligation. And this is what the brisa is saying. Bircha zimun, the bracha of zimun, bishnayim b'shleisha b'nei adam, could sometimes be two or three people. Heicha shekol echad, and the idea, it's when each one doesn't know, ki im bracha achas, only one bracha, and he's going to make that one bracha to fulfill everyone else's obligation. That's what the Gemara is saying, lamanda mishnayim b'shleisha, this is what we're saying, that the machlekes tanoim is the machlekes amiram. How so? The one that says it's two or three, like we're explaining people, kasabe he holds ad hazan, kolaimer, in other words, what does this mean to say? Birchas hazimun ad hazan, the bracha of the zimun's up until hazan, meaning, Shemavarach ad seif hazan, like we explained before, the way Taisa interpretation, not like Rashi, means to say that when you're making the brachas hazimun, that's connected with the first bracha. Yeah, of course an individual makes the first bracha, but when you're making the zimun, it's connected till the end of hazan sakol, the kulu kebracha achas shel zimunhu, like we said, it's like one full long bracha of zimun. And therefore comes out that you only could separate the brachas hamazon to the most two or three people. And therefore, that's why that Braisa says, which this is going like Rav Sheshes, that the Zimun is up until Hazan, Ishnaim or Shlesho, it sometimes can be two or three people. Claim, in other words, Lepamim Nishlama, sometimes you could complete the Birchas HaMazon Bishnaim with two people. Now, Tesa points out, but why the Me'echad? Of course, it could be with one person. Avonokit Shnaim Lerevusa, but we're saying when we say two or three people, it could even be two people. In other words, what do you mean, even two people? I mean that you could divide it. But that's what the Brisa says. The Pa'amim Mishlesho Ben Adam is sometimes it's going to be even with three people. She'echad Yivarech Minavarech Ad Hazan. Because one person is going to make the bracha, he's going to start it from Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Bel mentioned the Varech until Hazan, which is like Rav Sheshes, that Zimun includes the first bracha, that you can't separate those two. Vashenya, the second person, is going to say as his own bracha that he knows, which is Neidlecha. Vashlisha, the third person, Ad Bayin Yushalayim, is going to say up until the end of Bayin Yushalayim, which that's a way that you could divide the Birchas HaMazon amongst three people. Everyone will be saying the bracha that he knows. But that's what the Brei is coming to say, Avalech Hatzayin, but in halves. To split a bracha in half, Ein Lavarch, that you can't make. And therefore, even if Ima Echor in Yedeir, Kima Chatzay Bracha, even if someone only knows half a bracha, that's not going to work. And therefore, Avalech Revi, Lai. So therefore, you can't divide, according to Rav Sheshes, Birchas HaMazon into four people, because the Nevarach Lovad, Lechash HaBracha, according to Rav Sheshes, Nevarach, the Rabbi said, the text that we say before, Birchas HaMazon, it's not considered its own bracha, which holds like Rav Sheshes, because the Birchas HaZimun is connected and is part of Hazan HaSakel. Lekach Yef Shalachalak Lishnaim, and therefore you cannot divide the Birchas HaZimun with Hazan HaSakel into two, which would be Nevarach Vazan, because again, Rav Sheshes considers it as one. Again, Teis L'Shetasef in the previous Teis. No, man dam bedal, but the Brisa that says you could have it even four people making brachas and Birchas HaMazon, Ksavar, he holds like Rav Nachman, that Nevarich, the Birchas HaZimun only goes up until Uptuv Chayinu, which is from the text, the prefatory text of Nevarich. The Nevarich Hashem Bracha Achas Befnei Atzma. That's it, the Nevarich is its own bracha. V'Hazan Bracha Acheres, and Hazan, that's the first bracha benching, is his own bracha. V'Ayin Abedal, and therefore that's what it means with four people. She'arba b'nei Adam Mevarich HaNoisen, you got four people making Birchas HaMazon. She'echad Yoyim in Nevarich, one will say Nevarich. V'Hasheni Hazan, he knows the first bracha benching, he'll say Hazan. V'Shlish HaNoilecha, the third one will say Noilecha. V'Ravi Adban Yerushalayim, the fourth one knows the third bracha, which until Ban Yerushalayim, and that's how you could have four. So ultimately, Tosis continued asking on Rashi, as he did in the previous Devar Maskil. The Rashi wanted to say the Machlekes with Nachman Rav Sheshes essentially is, does an individual say the Bracha Hazan, which according to Rashi, you have to explain what the Gemara means over here, is that the Brises are also discussing and disagreeing regarding how many Brachas there are in Birchas HaMazon. But that Taisa asked, if that's the case, then why does the Brisa say Shnayim B'Shleisha, which is masculine? It should say in the feminine, if it's talking about the Brachas. Therefore, Taisa disagrees and says, rather like the Rif, that actually the Gemara is explaining what's the Machlekes of Brises, is how many people could say Birchas HaMazon. That's the same Machlekes from Nachman and Rav Sheshes, because according to Rav Nachman, that the Birchas HaZimun is up until Nevarach. So then you could divide Birchas HaMazon into four brachas. First one will say Nevarach, and the remaining three will say the three brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Whereas according to Rav Sheshes, you could only divide it into two or at most three people, because since he holds that the Birchas HaZimun continues up until the end of Hazan HaSakol, therefore you cannot divide those two. That's the interpretation according to Taisus. Continue with the next Taisus in Maskel. Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara. Kala brachas kulon, old brachas, old blessings, paischis b'barach, b'chais misb'barach. It opens up with a barach and ends with a barach. Chutz, there are some exceptions. Mi birchas ha-peirs, when one makes brachas on fruits and foods, u birchas ha-mitzvahs, and brachas when he makes when he's coming to fulfill a mitzvah, u brachas muchel chaverta, and when it's a bracha that's continuing after a previous bracha in its order, and similarly, u bracha achrein shabbat kriyashma, the last bracha in kriyashma, which is also continuing from a bracha before it. So Taisa comes to explain, according to the Brisa, regarding many different brachas, especially that in the order of the morning, why certain open up with a barach, and how many brachas they're considered, and why some do not open with a barach. And that is because the Brisa, Taisa just quoted, that there are certain exceptions to opening and ending with a bracha. So that Taisa goes through the order, and he says, V'halacha hased, it says, this is the order as one does it in the morning. Berachas ha-shayatzar, the bracha, when after one relieves himself in the morning, enes muchel in tehilas yadayim, it's not considered continuation of the first bracha of washing one's hand, because the netila sheicha b'lo hashayatza, you could have one without the other. You could be washing hands in tehilas yadayim and not hashayatza, or the other way around. And v'harba pamim oimrim levada, and sometimes you're going to say hashayatza not after netila yadayim. And since you're going to say it by itself, therefore, as we say the bracha of hashayatza, you open up with a barach. Now, but Taisa is bothered, the third bracha that we usually say, and that's where there's a discussion in the halacha regarding when do you say Elokei Neshama. But Taisa says, Elokei Neshama, Amai Eina Pesachas Bebarach, why does it not open with a barach? Because the Eina Smuchel Asher Yatzah B'chulu is not considered continuation after Asher Yatzer. Could go into, he says, for example, let's say someone did not relieve himself just now. And moreover, the other tahiris, you could also have that your hands are pure, and therefore it's not a continuation of Tilas Yadayim. So, ain't tzarech levarach Asher Yatzer. You don't have to say Asher Yatzer. So, why Elokai Neshama doesn't open up with a baruch, it should not be considered a baruch asmuch l'chaverta. Says Tesla, but what you have to say is a hoil ve'ina elo hoidah ba'alma, because ultimately it's just like a general thanks to Hashem regarding returning the soul. And therefore, in the Pesachas be'baruch, it does not open with a baruch. In other words, it's not like one's regular bracha that one would open up with a baruch. Now, mekamakom chesemes be'baruch, but it ends with a baruch, where on the end of Elokai Neshama has a baruch. Why? Hoil baruch ha'kitzas, because ultimately it is a little bit long. So therefore, although it doesn't open with a baruch, it will end with a baruch. And Secha says, Taiz v'chein nami tzarek lem, so do you have to say, gabe atu hu atchalinei v'ha'ayla m'chulu, which there too, that bracha, it does not open up with a baruch, because it's not talking about a specific idea, it's just like a general thanks, which we say in the Karbonis. Therefore, they did not institute a baruch in the beginning, but they did institute one at the end, because it is a little bit long, and therefore, you end off with Mekadosh Meberam, you do end off with a baruch at the end. And says Tosef Chalhani Brachas Ketanis. Also, all the small brachas that we say in the morning, Anoisin Tesach Vivino, Shleis Hanegoy, all the brachas Hashachar, Chal Achas Brachal Atzma. Really, each one is its own independent bracha. It's not considered Smucha Lechaverto. Kedamar and Ba'amal, like the Gemara says elsewhere in general, that those brachas were instituted to be said according to a person's morning routine. Kad Havam Mahalach when he was walking, Havam Mavarch Mitzadei Gavur, that Hashem strengthens a person's feet, steps. V'chein Kulna, all of them, they were all made when you're getting dressed and you're doing different things. So therefore, they're not really considered a continuation of the previous bracha, because each one was just said by itself when one was doing the morning routine. And therefore, that's why it opens up with a baruch. V'oid, moreover, another reason why it opens up with a baruch, it's not considered smucha l'chaverta, is also the havakut tzaras. They're considered short brachas, v'havim kebirchas apes, and essentially it's like the bracha made on fruit, where there also there's no halacha of smucha l'chaverta, and therefore the halacha is going to be that you open up with a baruch. Now, Tais continues and he says, the yihi ratzin, that a person says, after hamaber shena, shatagalein b'sar yisecha, b'dabikein b'mitzisecha, there, it doesn't open up with a baruch, and that asks Taisus, lemihi smucha. What bracha is that close to that is not opening with a baruch? But Taisus already said that all the small brachas that we make in Birchas Hashachar are not considered smucha lechaverta, and therefore you open up with a baruch. So why is that last bracha of Hagimel Chasam Tevim Lam Yisrael, how come that doesn't open up with a baruch? So, Baim Rabbi Natam, he says, Shehimin HaBracha, because the truth is, it's really part of the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamaver Shein Me'enoi B'chulu, which is the last of those brachas. And therefore, since it's a continuation of the bracha, that's why you're not opening up with a bracha, because it's not a new bracha, but therefore, V'tzar Chalem Be'hi Ratzin. You have to say it with a vav that connects to show that it's a continuation, it's not a new bracha on its own. Now, it says Taisiv Emtem, if you're going to say, V'haloi Kala Brachas Kulon, all brachas, tzarech leimah b'chasimas and me'im p'sichasin. It's halacha regarding brachas, when you open up with a bracha, you end with a bracha in general. So when you're ending the bracha, the ending of the bracha has to be, right before you say the last baruch, has to be like the way you open up the bracha. Now the difficulty is, but v'ho, over here in this bracha, which starts hamav v'shein me'inah, as we're explaining that Yehi Ratzin is a continuation, and it ends hagum chasam teim lam Yisrael, but if it started with Hashem removing the sleep from our eyes, leka, you don't have at the ending, right before the end, similar to what we opened up with, where we were saying, Hagimach HaSadim Tevim, where do you see anything about removing the sleep from one's eyes? So as Tesis, yes, V'yashlema, what you could say is, the Shapar Havim Ein Besicha. It's true, you really do have at the end, like what you opened up with, Samach L'chasim, close to the end. Mehamave from the concept of removing sleep from the eyes. Why? The Samech Lechasim Ikah, because close to the end of the bracha, you have the concept that said, V'sigmeleini chasadim tovim, you should do unto me good kindness. Now, behind the Gemilas Chasadim, that refers to acts of kindness. Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu maver sheinim in ha'adum u'machadosh koicha. What's that referring to? That God removes the sleep from a person's eyes and he renews his strength and vigor in the morning. Kedizim ha'medrash, like it's brought in the Medrash, when it says chadoshim la'bakarim v'goyim, that there's new, there's vitality in the mornings. What does that mean? Shumachza neshama shleima v'sheketa b'guf, that he returns a full and serene soul into the body, like it was in the beginning, even though last night it was all worn out and tired. So therefore, that's like how we opened up with Amav Hashem, removing the sleep in the eyes. That's the same thing, returning the soul to the body after the sleep, and we're all renewed. Therefore, you do have the psicha in the towards the end of the chasim of the bracha. Now, Tez continues, similarly, like we said, the vihi ratz, and you have to say with a vav, So to velasik b'divrei Torah, when we say the bracha on birchas haTorah, that is, we thank Hashem that He gave us the mitzvah of toiling in Torah. Then we say vaharevna. There also, it's not two brachas to say that it's smucha lechaverta. Hakol bracha achasi, it's all one bracha, and therefore it's tzarich lema vaharevna. You have to say with a vav to show that it's connected, and therefore you don't open up with a baruch. Now, b'yishtabach smucha lebaruch shama, says Taisa, so too, the bracha b'yishtabach is considered continuation, and smucha, it's right near the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, and that's why you don't open up with a baruch by yishtabach. U'lekach yesh lizar shalel sabit menim, therefore says Taisis, one has to be careful not to talk between Baruch Sha'amar and yishtabach. Now says Taisis, av b'yishesh hefzik tuva pesuka dezimra, what do you mean? There's a big interruption between those two brachas. You have all the pesukim of song that we say, in the ashrays, the halukas, they're all there between Baruch Sha'amar and yishtabach. Says Taisim, mekamakam lemifzik, that's not considered a hefzik, and therefore it's still considered as a continuation, the yishtabach from Baruch Sha'amar, and therefore one does not open up like the baruch by yishtabach, like the concept of bracha smucha lechaverta. Says Taisim, b'zeh nicha, with the concept we just said, it also makes sense, bracha achrein shebe kriyishma, which actually one of the cases mentioned in our Gemara from the Braisa, the last bracha is in kriyishma, which is emes v'chulu, emes v'yatzev, emes v'emunah, we don't open up with a bracha, we open up with emes, but it ends with a bracha, bracha Hashem gol Yisrael. Why? Because emes, that bracha after kriyishma, he smucha elahava v'chulu, it's close, it's considered a continuation of the bracha before kriyishma of the bracha of ahava soilim or ahava rabba, because the psuki kriyishma lomifsiki, again here also the psukim of kriyishma, since it was made for this, is not considered as a hefsik between the brachas, and therefore you don't open up with a baruch by emes v'yatzah. Now, Vim Taimer says, and if you're going to say, wait, based on the concept we just said, wherever we instituted two brachas on something distinct, before it and afterwards, so it's still considered like a bracha smucha lechaverta, like we had by Pesuka de Zimra, like we had regarding Krishma. That which is in the middle is actually not a hefzik, and therefore the bracha after is continuation of the bracha beforehand. So then bracha achrayin l'mishu kari bat tayra, so the bracha after one lanes from the tayra. Why does it open up with a baruch ata Hashem? Hasmucha lechaverta. It's continuation of the bracha of the bracha rishayin that you made before the kriyas haTorah. Why should kriyas haTorah be any different than the pesukah de Zimra and that of kriyishma? Says Taisav Yashlam, what you could say is lefisha hayu regilim, because actually their custom was shaloi hayu mavarchim. Originally the custom was that they didn't make a bracha on the reciting of the Torah. Rakarishin bracha, meaning in public, in shul, Rakarishin bracha rishayna, the first one would make the opening bracha, va'achrin bracha achrin, the last person to get an aliyah, he would say the bracha afterwards. And ve'ikah hefse gadol ben rishon la'achrin, so then there's a huge interruption between the first one and the last one, that's why the last bracha opened up with a bracha, and was not considered bracha smucha lechaverta. Now, but says Taisa Shub, subsequently, shetiknu shtein l'chol echad ve'echad, they actually instituted two brachas for every single person who gets an aliyah, one before, one afterwards. Now, why was that? That was instituted as the Gemara elsewhere says, Meshama nachnasin, Meshama yetzim, for those who come in late and those who leave early, that they're going to think that, oh, there's no bracha before or after. So, leizazim amkaima, so they didn't, however, move away the original takana, which was that the bracha achreina will have a baruch, even though now seemingly there's no big hefsik and it should be a bracha l'smuch lechaverta. But since originally it was a big hefsik and therefore it opened up with a baruch, they left it like that, that the bracha afterwards opens up with a baruch. So Taisa told us that the bracha of Ashayatza is not smuch lechaverta because at times you say it without until you die, so it's not a continuation from anything. The bracha of Elokei Neshama, although it's not smuch lechaverta, but it still does not open up with a baruch because it's just like a hidah ba'ama. Now, so too the brachas, the small brachas of Anis and Lasechvi, and all of them, they were instituted to say independent, whatever you're in the middle of your morning routine, and not to say at the same time, and therefore it's not smuch lechaverta for the one before, and therefore it opens up with a baruch. Another reason is that it's a bracha kutzara, it's a very short, like the brachas hapeis, and therefore does not have the halacha of bracha smuch lechaverta. Now regarding the last bracha of Mavir Shena, we say v'hi ratzim with a vav because it's a continuation of a Mavir Shena, and there is chasimasa me'en ha-psicha, because v'sigmlein chasam tevim is the kindness that Kadosh Baruch Hu did, that He returned our neshama as new, which is the same idea as removing the sleep from our eyes. This concept about the vav is same true by Baharvin or by the Birchas haTorah, that you have to say with a vav because it's one big bracha. Now, Yishtabach is considered smucha lechaverta of Baruch Sha'amar, and Pesuka de Zimra is not a hefzik, so to be birchas kriyishma, but by kriyas haTorah on Shabbos, which is a very long kriya, that's considered a hefzik, because originally the takana was that only the first one would make a bracha rishayin, and the last one would make a bracha afterwards, and although now we make on each one, however, the original takana wasn't switched, and therefore we make a baruch, we end off the last bracha with a baruch, even though essentially now it's really a smucha lechaverta from the one right before he got his aliyah.